News Talk Breakfast.
In association with AIR. Do anything, anywhere with high-speed 4G mobile data coverage across 96% of the population.
This is News Talk.
Another extraordinary night in the House of Commons as MPs vote to reject a hard Brexit, with key Tories voting against Theresa May. Where next to for the negotiations? Well, to discuss this, we're joined by Pat Cox, former President of the European Parliament. Pat, it looks like an extension is the most likely outcome from the chaos in the Commons. Will an extension be welcomed? Will it be on offer from the EU, in your opinion?
I agree with you that the United Kingdom is definitely going to request an extension this week at a summit meeting in Brussels, but it is totally unclear what class of an extension they would look for at this point and how long it might last and what conditions might be attached to it in their view as regards an ultimate exit strategy. So I think the answer to your question right now is that Europe is probably very frustrated with what's happening, will certainly watch closely what evolves in the coming week in the House of Commons, and will reserve its judgment until it knows on what terms and conditions will Mrs. May be seeking to get an extension. I think on the EU side that the idea that Britain will unilaterally determine the conditions because it suits the House of Commons is not what's going to happen. And no deal remains a possibility on the European side if the alternative is endless uncertainty from the British side as the only perspective.
In your view, will there be reluctance in Europe to just grant an extension if there's no pathway set out by the UK as to what is actually going to, that extension is going to be used for?
Precisely. I think if you look at what Mrs. May's brinkmanship is now doing, is it's bringing her stubbornness to face down the obduracy of her own hardline UKIP members, to confront the opportunism of Mr. Corbyn, who would prefer to be in power than in deep negotiation with the government, and to confront the divisions in her own party and cabinet. We don't know where that brinkmanship will lead. Mrs. May talked last night in her summary at the end of another dramatic day in the House of Commons of possibly a long extension, with the need, of course, if it is long, for the United Kingdom, paradoxically, to elect members to the next European Parliament, even though the continued life, shelf life of Article 50, even with an extension, is a declaration of intention to leave. So this situation has a lot of moving parts. And right now, we don't know. And Mrs. May mentioned, but I think more as a threat than a preference, the possibility of a second referendum in the United Kingdom, which would offer something between her deal and remain in the EU.
Final question, probably an impossible question to ask, but if you were to look into your crystal ball, do you think the European elections will be contested in the United Kingdom the way things are shaping up at the moment?
I think Mrs. May's last roll of the dice is likely to include revisiting the Attorney General's opinion in the back rooms in Whitehall and Westminster, searching for some ray of hope to say we do have a get-out clause on the backstop. I think they will talk with the DUP, who would have been rattled yesterday by the tariff announcement and by the threat of direct rule being reimposed from Westminster, and possibly offer Stormont some kind of a right of oversight on any ultimate package. And I think in the end of the day, it's too soon to call. I wouldn't rule out that Mrs. May could get this over the line. I think it's improbable. It's not impossible. If she does, she will need a short extension to facilitate UK legislation to give effect to the May deal. And if she cannot do that, if it's not May, it's stay for a longer period if the EU permits it and only on some condition that a visible exit strategy is available.
Okay, Pat Cox, former President of the European Parliament, thanks indeed for joining us. Let's get the European perspective now with Manfred Weber, leader of the European People's Party and German MEP. Manfred, that point, if the UK government seeks an extension of Article 50, will it be granted? Should it be granted, in your view?
Well, I think we shouldn't discuss at the moment any kind of extension or prolongation, because our fundamental problem is our friends in Great Britain and London is that they know exactly what they don't want, but they have no idea what they want. So we have no constructive pro-solution majority in the House of Commons. That's why I think we should not talk about any kind of prolongation without clarification from the British side what they want to achieve.
So you believe this talk of an extension in the UK is premature? First of all, the British government and the British House of Commons need to decide what they want, what they would use an extension for.
Exactly. So winning time is not a positive thing in itself. So it is a question, what do we want to achieve during this period of time? Again, we have still 14 days until the 29th of March. So I think the British colleagues can use this time period to clarify things. I think in this historic moment of time, it is also the clear need that the two big parties are sitting together and finding a common understanding about what does Brexit, what does the outcome of the referendum finally means, and then they have to tell it to the European friends. I'm so worried because I don't accept that the uncertainty, the political chaotic situation has also the potential to infect now the European decision-making process. We are ahead of European elections. The European citizens decide about their future. And having this in mind, we need clarity from our British friends how the Brexit will look like, in which direction should we go. And that's why we need a clear answer from the London friends.
Manfred, you sound frustrated at what's happening in the UK.
I'm absolutely frustrated. It's a disaster. It's a political disaster. And the political class in London is really putting a lot of historic responsibility on their shoulders, having in mind that they're risking for a young generation in Great Britain the loss of a lot of advantages which the current generation enjoyed in today's European Union. So they are risking a lot only to their domestic problems. The camp of the hard Brexiteers, we have the camp of those who wants to stay in the EU, and we have those who wants to have a regime change, or a governmental change, with Corbyn in the lead. And this domestic discussion is really destroying so much at the moment. And that's why, for me, the most important thing is to push and to be hard on the question of clarity from our British friends on the long run, how a Brexit should look like. You can look for a Norway plus, you know, CETA plus model. You can look for a Switzerland model. So we have different options on the table, but please tell us what you want. That is what the main message must be up to the next European Council next week. And let me be also clear that in this regard, the fundamental question for us as Europeans is to defend the interests of the European citizens, the European Union citizens, and that means for me that the Irish interest is key. I said it several times. We are all Irish in this regard. We want to defend the Irish interests in this regard. And we have to find now unity again towards the next European Council to exactly do this.
Okay. Well, thank you indeed for joining us. Manfred Weber there, leader of the European People's Party, German MEP. Thanks indeed.